We present The Elephant Man, starring Peter Serafinowicz. Episode 6, Labour Pains.
Oi, open up.
Yeah, or we open it up for you.
Who is it?
Bailiffs.
Oh, thank God for that. I thought you were Jehovah's Witnesses.
Is this the residence of a Mr. T. Lyon, 4 Bainbridge Place, Southwood?
Why exactly do you want Mr. Lyon?
If he hands over what he owes us, we want to thank him politely and go off to victimise some other poor sod.
But if he doesn't...
Then we want to kick his door down, grab him by the balls of his feet and shake him upside down over the banisters till his pockets are emptier than an Anthea Turner's egg.
Oh, very nicely put, Rog, if you don't mind my saying so.
Much obliged, Philip. Obviously, we prefer the second option.
So, do you live here or what?
No. I'm just, passing through, you know.
Oh,
shame.
But I'm sure if you'd like to call back in, say, a week or two, maybe even a month or so, then Mr. Lyon will be at home receiving visitors and delighted to help you gentlemen with whatever you require.
Like hell he will.
If we don't recover our 1,200 quid outstanding balance, or goods to the equivalent value, then come the weekend, the only thing Mr. Lyon's gonna have left in his pocket is his teeth.
Yeah. So if I was you, I'd tell him that when you see him.
Maybe we best just break in now and see what we can take. What do you reckon, Phil?
No. I don't think there's anything here of any value at all.
Nothing at all? I find that rather hard to believe, don't you, Rod?
I do, Phil. I do indeed.
Well, thing is, you see, I'm a burglar.
A burglar?
Yeah. Mr. Lyon's away on holiday, so I thought, why not nip up his drainpipe and swipe his telly before he gets back? Oh, and I've got his video as well, and his CD player.
What about his microwave?
Oh, he hasn't got a microwave. He lent that to his parents last month when their cooker broke down in a bizarre Arctic roll incident.
You seem to know a lot about this bloke for a burglar.
Well, I like to do my research, you know.
Oh, I suppose we better leave him be then, Rog.
Yeah. End of the week. Make sure he gets the message, will you, Mr. Burglar?
Right, yeah, certainly. I'll, daub it in fresh excrement on his living room carpet right this minute.
So, where were you this morning, Mr. Lyon? Some of us have been busy working for the last 4 hours.
Don't push it, OK? I'm having a bad day. If it weren't for the fact that I'm about to ask an incredibly painful and humiliating favour of you, I'd have throttled you with your own intestine long ago.
But you're always asking me to do incredibly painful and humiliating favours for you, Mr. Lyon.
Look, the difference in this case is that this particular favour will be incredibly painful and humiliating for me.
Oh, right. Go on.
Adam, did you or did you not want to deliver copies of a local publication by the name of the Southwood Herald?
Oh, yeah, ages ago. Packed it in when all the guys at school called me a big girl's blouse for still having a paper round at 17.
Ah.
Why?
As a former employee, Adam, I don't suppose you could, put in a good word for me, as it were, with the powers that be.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lyon, I'm not with you. If you want a copy, you only have to ask that nice Mr. Humphreys at the news agents.
Just tell me, straight up, do you reckon I could get myself a paper round? Starting, say, I don't know, tomorrow morning.
You want a paper round, but you're deputy head keeper.
Yeah, I know, it is a big step up the career ladder.
Zookeeper does paper round. Come, tell that to the Southwood Herald and you might even make their front page.
My rent's due. If that wasn't bad enough, I've also got a couple of even more pressing financial difficulties.
Oh, yeah?
Their names are Phil and Rog. Their combined pressure is approximately 36 stone, and they have faces like a rhino's rear with brains to match. If I don't pay them by the weekend, chances are I'll be given an impromptu facelift courtesy of Phil's fist or Roger's baseball bat. Even so, I'm more afraid that Miss Stonewick will find out I've been moonlighting.
Mr. Lyon, I'd never have had you down as part of the sinister criminal underworld.
Adam, for crying out loud, I've not been holding up the Abbey National with a pair of tights on my head and a cucumber in a plastic bag. I've not even been on crime watch. I'm just a bit behind with my loan repayments.
Oh, it's just like The Godfather, isn't it?
Oh, is it? Oh, great. That's all I need. Waking up in the morning with a camel's head on the pillow beside me.
Oh, now, Mr. Lion, that's very unfair. You and Margaret made a lovely couple.
OK, Leonard, read it back to me. Let's see how it sounds.
Female, 35 years old, affectionate temperament, very clean, stands 8 foot at the shoulder and has tag in left ear.
Never thought we'd see you placing one of those personal ads, Miss Stonewick.
That most certainly is not a description of me, Terence.
No? Oh, no, you're only 6 foot at the shoulder, aren't you?
It's Roseanne, the African elephant. What do you think, laddie?
Leonard and I are just drafting some leaflets for the animal adoptions programme.
Oh, adoptions? Good God, I knew our conditions were a bit shoddy, but surely they haven't sent social services round. Mind you, it would give us a bit of breathing space, having the entire walrus colony rehoused with a couple of lesbians in Islington.
We want to get people to see our creatures more as individuals.
So, here's how it works. They donate a certain amount each year towards feeding, vet bills and so forth. In return, they get regular photos and newsletters from their adopted creature. It's so simple, it can't fail.
Now, there's famous last words for you. Have you ever tried getting a baboon to write a thank you letter?
Evening, love. Happen we've not seen Neen here before. Is he a member?
I'm here about the advert on the door.
Oh, are you now? They don't look much like a raunchy male dance act with own props and accessories.
Oh, no, no. The other advert. Part-time serving staff required.
Oh, aye. That wants to be bar steward, eh? They'll be wanting Vern, then. He's boss.
Can I speak to, Vern, then, please?
I'll get him. Have a seat. By heck, is that the time? I've got to get changed from a routine. I'm erotic dancer. Here, Vern, you big Jesse. Get out front, there's a fella here about the job.
Quit murdering me, woman. Go and get your leather breeches on.
excuse me, you must be Vern.
Happen I am, aye. So, thou wants to work in my club, does thou?
Yeah, although I wasn't expecting it to be quite so... Well, I mean, you've got a stripper here.
Aye, lad, that we do. Although, normal-wise, I can get away with scrubbing label off and calling it vodka.
Isn't this all a bit raunchy for a working men's club?
Well, got to move with times, Chuck. Raunchy is what the punters want, Eckers-like. So, I'm turning the place into a Vegas-style hostess bar. Gradely, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be all, like, lap dancing and stuff. Do you have a licence?
Well, for that, old girl. What do I need, a dog licence?
Here. OK, Corbin. I heard that.
I'm hoping to sign up some more young lasses soon, but for the moment, at Petula there's our resident leather-clad lovely.
Oh, yeah, I see, yeah. Like, Miss Whiplash.
Miss Whippet, actually. She goes up on stage and strips down to a vest accompanied by the seductive strains of the Grimethorpe Colliery Band. Then afterwards, like, she puts on a private show for any punter who cares to stick money in a costume.
Yeah. That's quite a performance she's giving. It can't be easy dancing with all those 2p coins jangling about inside her tights.
Well, happens that's why we're recruiting new people. Oh, these hostess bars are going to be all the rage, by heck. You mark my words, just like in London's fashionable Soho.
Are you sure? There can't be that many people in this part of the country willing to pay 300 quid for a drink.
Oh, they will when they try my special Vegas-style cocktails. Thou knows how to make cocktails, I take it. Thou's worked behind bars before.
Well, if cleaning out the chimpanzee cages counts.
Never mind. Just so long as thou remembers to dilute everything. Come on, I'll show thou some of me creations. One part Sambuca and 2 parts Smirnoff.
Right.
I call that a Bukharov. Right, exotic-like.
Yeah. What if they want something a bit simpler, like Bloody Mary?
Bloody Mary? We don't serve no soft southern Jesse drinks like Bloody Mary. No, we've got our own hard northern version.
What's that?
A Bloody Nora.
Okay, so I'm now moonlighting in Yorkshire's biggest flesh market outside Harrogate Agricultural Show for a bloke called Vern, who appears to be Peter Stringfellow's less sophisticated brother. Peter Stringvestfellow, perhaps. Still, at least I've still got some integrity left. I'm not employed by Rupert Murdoch. And, you never know, maybe at last we'll get to meet my local MP. That's strange. I'm sure I didn't leave that unlocked. I hope it's not... Oh, cack. The last thing I need right now is real burglars. Surprisingly tidy burglars, though. All they seem to have done is made a cup of tea and left a post-it note on the fridge. Dear Mr. Lion, you, or should I say Mr. Burglar, were right. There is nothing here worth taking. This is a warning. We will be back at the weekend to do something really nasty. Blimey. What's this? Singe balls off. Oh, signed bailiffs. P.S. We did some of your washing up. That kettle was in a right old state. Scum. What is it they say about never forgetting how to ride a bike? Must be like soldiers who never forget Vietnam. Etched forever on your traumatized subconscious.
Move it, mate! Oh,
sodding milk float. I hope all your cows get BSE. Okay, number 21. Now, how did Mr. Humphreys say to do it? Fold it once lengthways, slip in the sports supplement, then fold again. Okay, so one fold, two folds, and... Ah. Nice, doggy. Now listen, chum, I should warn you. I've always been with the South Koreans when it comes to the subject of dog food. Get on my wrong side, Buster, and it won't be a walk, it'll be a walk I'm taking you for.
Lulu! Put the paperboy's bicycle down! You should learn to understand animals better, young man.
Actually, madam, I happen to be by profession.
They can smell fear, you know.
I'm not surprised. If you hadn't opened the door when you did, I'd be looking at a 50-quid fine for fouling the footpath. Here, your herald. Sorry it's a bit soggy, but I've got another 200 to deliver before 8 o'clock.
Dear, oh dear, such a slapdash attitude. No wonder he's still delivering papers at his age.
Well, any luck so far?
Not really. I asked a few of the punters whether they fancied sponsoring an animal.
Aye, and?
Not much enthusiasm. One lady said she'd sponsored an ostrich once in the London Marathon, but when she found out it were Bernie Clifton, she asked for her money back.
I knew no one would be remotely interested. Adopting animals? Ridiculous idea. What happens on the animal's 18th birthday, eh? Do you have to tell it you're not its real mother?
Well, maybe we're asking too much. Why don't we start with the smaller creatures? What works out as the cheapest thing to feed per year, Mr. McCann?
Whales, princess of.
Oh, Mr. McCann, cheer up. I'm sure this could work, and we really do need the extra money.
Did someone mention money? Oh. Or am I just hallucinating again due to overexhaustion?
Mr. Lion, you look a complete wreck.
Oh, cheers.
Have you been in a fight or something, Terry?
I got cut up on me bike. They're damn right about this road rage thing. Some people just shouldn't be allowed on a public highway.
I know, inconsiderate truckers.
Adam.
It was an old lady pushing a shopping trolley, actually. But if I have to see one more copy of the Southwood Stinking Herald...
Now, have you seen this? This morning's copy of the Southwood Herald?
Stay calm. Deep breaths.
Under forthcoming attractions, I quote... Starting this week, make a new furry fiend at Southwood Wildlife Park with this exciting new scheme, Adapt an Animal.
Oh, now, genetic mutation. There's a field with a lot of big bucks behind it.
Oh, don't, Leonard. You'll only go giving her ideas. She'll start trying to cross a fox with a chameleon to get a fur coat that always matches your outfit.
If I might continue, at Southwood you can see all creatures greet... And smell.
Greet and smell? Certain members of the dog family, perhaps.
Leonard, please, I'd rather we kept dogs out of this.
Elephants, rhinos, big cars like lions, todgers and leotards, grizzly beards, plus the ever-popular children's wetting zoo. Oh.
Now, that's not a bad description, really.
Honestly, these telesalespeople, where do they get them from? The Guardian?
The Southwood Herald, more than just a local newspaper. Yeah, fair enough, it's a cat litter liner, a fly swatter...
Can I help you, sir?
Oh, yeah, I was just wondering if...
Wait a minute.
Let me see. You must be no parole for roly-poly, ravioli, goly, holy man, the disgraced vicar who's been refused bail after illicit sex romps with A.C. Milan's keeper and two former members of popular dance troupe, the Roly Polies.
Pardon?
Sweepstake. All the office staff are in on it. When someone walks in, we all try to guess what story they're connected with.
No, actually,
Don't tell me. Small, medium, at large. The deranged midget psychic soak in the Humberside region. No, you can't have grown that much in a month.
Actually, I was hoping to apply for...
Derek Durex in Dulux Deluxe Disgust. The man who found a used condom in a pot of non-drip vinyl matte emulsion,
No.
You don't look like a closet corset secret of cabinet diplomat.
No, that's because I'm not.
Local man's amazing meatball collection?
No.
Oh, don't tell me you're just another cat in a tumble dryer. We get so many of those, I'm surprised they've not started to evolve little handwash-only labels on the backsides.
Look, I just want a sodding telesales job.
Oh, spoil sport. Why didn't you say so? Marketing, upstairs, on the right.
Thank you.
But I'll tell you one thing for free. You'll not get anywhere in sales if you let the other person do all the talking like that.
Hello there, sir, and welcome to Southwood. One adult, is it?
Hello. Greetings to you. My name is Akihito Harimata Shuketoso.
Sorry?
I said my name is Akihito Harimata Shuketoso.
Yes, sir, I heard. I'm just sorry for you. My name's Adam, and I have difficulty just remembering that.
So you have rhino, huh? Rhino with big horn, yes?
Oh, a rhinoceros. Yeah, sure, two of them. Manilo and Streisand.
You have ostrich too, yes?
Ostrich, I believe so.
And alligator?
Alligator and crocodile, absolutely, sir.
You make fun of where I speak, boy.
Oh, no.
Because I am big head hunter boss of Big Rig Corporation. I pay good money for your creatures. You show me some respect, no?
Oh, now I get it. You're interested in the Adopt an Animal program. Our first sponsor. Oh, that's great. Do come this way, Mr...
Akihito Harimata Shuketoso, as I said.
Yeah, do come this way, sir. I'm Adam Pilly.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Pilly. I hope we do good business together.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Would you like to meet some of the animals now, or...
No. I come back tomorrow, 9 a.m. to sign contracts. You will be there.
Oh, it really doesn't have to be quite as formal as that.
That is how we do business in Japan. You will be there. We will exchange our words of honor. I must leave now. I am busy, man. Goodbye, Mr. Perry.
Oh, okay, and thanks, and see you later, alligator.
So they didn't give you the job then?
No. Head of telesales said she'd ring me by the end of the day, but of course she hasn't.
Aye, well, think yourself lucky, Terry. That must be a world first.
Right, that's the last feed. I'm off. Before Polly Pot comes along and subjects us to one of her ghastly morale-building team debriefings.
I don't think you are, wee lad.
Ahoy there, crewmates. Team debriefing time, what ho?
Oh, listen, can't I be excused? I'm late. I've got to deliver...
You've got to deliver something, Terence?
I've got to deliver my apologies for being home later than expected because I was so eager to stay here and listen to your team debriefing, Miss Stanley.
Well, it's nice to see a bit of enthusiasm on your part, Terence. You do well to take a tip from young Mr. Pilly. Oh. He's certainly gained a few more gold stars on the old staff league table today.
Hey, thanks. The Usborne Junior Animal Encyclopedia must be working.
I thought we'd scrapped the staff league table.
Scrapped it? Certainly not. I merely took it down to erase the 12 crudely drawn stars which had mysteriously appeared in yellow crayon beside Terence's name.
That's weird. How many stars have I got, then?
The exact same number as GMTV, Terence. None. Adam, however, informs me that he's just secured several animal sponsorships from a visiting Japanese businessman. Round of applause for Adam.
Hooray.
Not only that, but I saw him earlier removing that ugly pile of scrap metal which has been conspicuously cluttering up the front gates since early this morning.
Hang on. Ugly pile of scrap metal? That wasn't an ugly pile of scrap metal. That was my bike. I needed that.
I didn't know Antiques Roadshow was coming.
Adam, what did you do with it? You didn't just chuck it on the dump, did you?
No, I tried to, but the bloke in charge said it was lowering the tone of the place. So I sold it to some gypsies. They were going to use the wheels as barbecue grills.
Well, thanks a bunch, mate.
I've got 50p for it. Here, do you want...
Keep it, Adam, keep it. No, on second thoughts, hand it over. That's worth 50 copies of the Southwood Herald.
Oh, get them back on, girl!
Hey, up, that's late. And we're busy tonight. Didn't I tell you this would be popular?
Hey, tourists in too, I see.
Aye, we got them from as far afield as Leeds and beyond. Oh. Hope it goes better than last night, though. Tried out this all-male dance act. Big mistake.
Not the Chippendales, then?
No, they call themselves the Yorkshiredales. They were going fine, right up to the point when one old bird got a bit carried away, ripped off one of their thongs with her teeth, and a black pudding fell out.
Yeah, I can see that might spoil the mystique a little.
Yeah, but tonight we got real quality. Oh. New lass, Katrina, dead fancy piece.
Oh, aye, yeah. Presumably she's the young lady on the stage wearing the dog collar.
Aye, and you should see what happens when she brings a greyhound on. Quite a crowd puller. And she does things with a G-string that Nigel Kennedy never could. Unfortunately, she also shaves about as often, but nobody's perfect. See that? Huh? See that? Old fella's got his wallet out. Now she'll dance on his table.
Blimey. I danced on the tables last New Year's Eve. No one stuffed money in my cleavage like that.
Ah, heck. Look at the expression on the old fella's face. He's just...
He's just fainted, Vern.
Fine, Pithead, you're right and all. Hey, go and get a brandy or summat.
Hang on, shouldn't I try and help the guy on the floor?
A brandy for him, barn pot. I'll go through his wallet.
Good idea. See if there's a number for his next of kin.
No, to pay for brandy. I'm running a business here, not a charity home for elderly tourists with dicky tickers. Right, what have we here? Stone, the Crow's Visa, MasterCard, Diner's Card, Gold Amex, Platinum Amex.
He's collected more cards than Vinnie Jones. This guy must be loaded.
Here's his business card. Akihito Harimata Shuki Toso. Exotic comestibles importer, exporter. Hey, what's all that about, then, comestibles?
I think it means he moves food.
Well, happen it does it? So do most of customers in here. Leastwise, they do after a few of my Worthington's cocktails.
Morning, Mr. Lyon. What happened to your paper round?
Well, funnily enough, Adam, since some cretin turned my means of transportation into a set of Romany kitchen utensils, Mr. Humphreys decided to dispense with my services. Oh, I did offer to deliver on camelback, but apparently most of my neighbours are rather fond of their front lawns.
Oh, I'm sorry about the bite, Mr. Lyon. If I'd known...
Don't worry. I've got a new idea now. That's why I'm here early. And since you're here as well, and you do rather owe me over that bite business, you can make yourself useful.
Useful? How, Mr. Lyon?
I need you to drive me to the DIY store for some cans of paint and a pot of wallpaper paste.
Eh?
Don't ask, okay? Deal?
Well, we better be quick. We open at 8:30 and I'm meeting that bloke at 9. You remember the Japanese geezer who's going to sponsor a whole load of animals.
Come on, then. Won't take long. I'll tell you about last night on the way.
Oh, your bar job. How'd it go? They must think it a bit odd, you being a zookeeper and that.
No, not really. I told Vern, that's the boss, I told him I was a resting actor.
You? I've seen you trying to lie to Miss Stonewick. You couldn't act to save your life.
No. So I told him I was in EastEnders. Anyway, there was this old guy at the club.
And no, I'm afraid he doesn't appear to have arrived yet. Certainly I can take a message. Your name is... Rog. Just Rog? Oh, Big Rog. Right, and it's about... Oh, that bit of business. Yes, well, I'll tell him as soon as I see him. Goodbye.
Ah, good morning, honourable lady. I am looking for Mr. Perry.
What am I? Secretary to all my staff? I'm sorry. Adam's not around, and you are...
My name is Akihito Harimata Shuketoto. I am here with contracts to sign for livestock.
Adam's Japanese businessman.
Asa.
Allow me to introduce myself. Stephanie Stonewick, I'm the manager here.
I am honored, dear lady.
So, it's the rhinoceroses you're interested in, is it?
Oh, yes. Rhino, ostrich, and alligator.
Really? I see. And just the one of each?
No. As many as you got.
Oh, this is very kind of you, Mr. Sir, yes, I read about the Emir of Kuwait donating all that money to save London Zoo, but I never imagined us ending up with an equally generous benefactor. You must really love these animals, Mr.
Yes, I do. I love them, dear lady. So do many of my customers. We love exotic creatures.
Yes, they're so sweet. Some of them.
Sweet, yes, and sour, yes. May we sign now, please? My legal staff have prepared the contracts to transfer ownership.
Well, normally we'd just give you a photocopied certificate and a Southwood Park sticker. But since this is still an experimental scheme, we can just...
I was right, it is him.
What? You grab Miss Stormwick's pen, I'll hold the monster.
Right. Mr. Perry, this is outrageous intrusion of privacy.
Steady on, Adam, you don't want him having another heart tumor.
Have you two gone completely insane?
Did she sign it?
Well, it doesn't matter now. There. Witness the ancient Japanese art of paper tearing.
When you have quite finished the Hillary Clinton act, Terence, would one of you please tell me what in God's name is going on? And let go of that poor man's arms, Adam. He couldn't hurt a mouse.
No, but he'd probably turn it into mouse balls on a bed of noodles.
Pardon?
He imports exotic delicacies to Oriental restaurants. He's over here buying stock.
What? I mean, when he mentioned frying squirrels, I thought that was just his accent, but...
I was under the impression that you were selling livestock. My apologies if there was some small misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding?
Those poor animals. To think they nearly ended up on someone's plate. If you want me, I'll be outside changing all the please do not feed the animals signs to please do not eat the animals.
Oh, well, thank goodness Adam was here to save the day once again.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, we mustn't forget who it was who originally agreed to sell the creatures, must we, Miss Stonewick?
Adam!
Here he comes. He's not exactly grinning like a Cheshire cat, is he?
Yeah, recently castrated cat would be nearer the mark.
Hello, guys.
Well?
She made me apologise to him. I haven't bowed so much since my parents took me to a barn dance when I was 11. But he has promised to drop the assault charges.
Hey, at least I haven't got two lunatic hardnuts trying to beat money out of me. Tomorrow they're coming to do you over, ain't it?
You're not related to Jeremy Paxman, are you, laddie?
Didn't I tell you? It's all sorted.
Sorted? How? You lost your paper round after one day, you did half an hour's bow work, and you said they didn't have any vacancies in telesales.
This has got something to do with that wallpaper pieced in the storeroom, hasn't it?
Got it in one, Leonard, old lad. See, the reason there were no telesales jobs was people are fed up with traditional advertising media. They want new, creative, exciting ways to expose their product to the world. And that's where my idea comes in. Cleverly combining the concept of animal sponsorship with the concept of a large-scale billboard display.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear this.
Over here, allow me to introduce Rosie, the living billboard.
Good. If my eyes were not so unreliable, laddie, I'd say that elephant had a poster pasted to its left flank.
She has the Southwood Herald. Trumpeting the region's biggest news.
Now, is that a stroke of genius, or is that a stroke of genius? Ah, Mandy.
Hi again, Terry. This is Malcolm. He'll be doing the photos.
Hello.
We'd like one of you with Rosie, then one close-up of the poster itself. Smile.
Thank you.
Oh, I see. You've sold advertising space to the Herald to pay off your debts to those two mindless thugs.
Not exactly, Adam. As valued clients of mine, the two mindless thugs in question have kindly agreed to wipe my slate completely clean, leaving me several hundred pounds up on the deal. I was thinking of buying a bicycle, Adam.
Valued clients?
Okay, Terry, you can turn around now. We'd like a couple facing the other way, just for good measure.
Ta-da! For today's high-tech society, Rosie, the reversible living billboard. Twice as many square feet of display space.
Another poster on her other flank. What does this one say?
Rogers and Phillips, bailiffs, because we never forget a repayment.
Be
been listening to The Elephant Man, written by D.A. Barham, starring Peter Serafinowicz as Terry, with Chris Emmett as Leonard, Richard Pierce as Adam, and Joanna Munro as Stephanie. Wayne Forrester played Vern, and Deborah Stevenson played the stripper and the receptionist. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The programme was produced by Richard Wilson.